Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. We're continuing our look at the book of Revelation through our study of God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
And amen. We're in Revelation chapter number 11. I'll read the first 13 verses and try to get, and then in verse number 14, we'll see the sounding of the seventh trumpet, which will open up, introduce the seven vials or bowls of wrath. But there's 13 verses I'm going to try to get to this morning. Remember, mentioned last week, that it's a parenthetical section. And I use that word, meanwhile, back at the ranch, while things are going on here on earth, God's doing other things. And this is another area, because as we look at the tribulation period, as the seals are being opened, as the trumpets are sounding, it's a continual, the struggles here on earth are still going on. You know, the tribulation period is still taking place, but God's also doing other things. And we see here in chapter number 11, verse number 1, again, let's just read the first 13 verses. And there was given me, speaking about John, a reed likened to a rod, and the angel stood, saying, "Rise and measure the temple of God and the altar and them that worship therein." Don't miss that, them that worship therein. "But the court which is without the temple leave out and measure it not. For it is given unto the Gentiles, and the holy city shall they tread under foot 42 months. And I will give power unto my two witnesses, and they shall prophesy 1,260 days, clothed in sackcloth. These," speaking of these two witnesses, "are the two olive trees, and the two candlesticks standing before the God of the earth. And if any man will hurt them," again, speaking of those two witnesses, "fire proceedeth out of their mouth and devoureth their enemies. And if any man will hurt them, he must in this manner be killed. And they have power to shut heaven, that it rain not in the days of their prophecy, and have power over waters to turn them into blood, and to smite the earth with all plagues as often as they will. And when they have finished their testimony," these 1,260 days, "the beast that ascendeth out of the bottomless pit shall make war against them, and shall overcome them and kill them. And their dead bodies shall lie in the street of that great city," which would be Jerusalem, speaking which spiritually is called Sodom and Egypt, where also our Lord was crucified. "And they of the people and kindreds and tongues and nations shall see their dead bodies 3.5 days, and shall not suffer their dead bodies to be put in graves. And they that dwell upon the earth shall rejoice over them and make merry, and shall send gifts one to another, because these two prophets tormented them that dwell on the earth. And after 3.5 days, the spirit of life from God entered into them, and they stood upon their feet. And great fear fell upon them which saw them. And they heard a great voice from heaven saying unto them, Come up hither. And they ascended up to the heaven in a cloud. And their enemies beheld them in the same hour was there was a great earthquake, and 1/10 part of the city," speaking of Jerusalem, "fell. And in the earthquake was slain of men 7,000. And the remnant were frighted and gave glory to the God of heaven." Let me just read verse 14. "And the second woe was past, and behold, the third woe cometh quickly." It's very obvious here. We're, you know, in the tribulation period, and the six trumpets has passed. And again, six trumpets have blown, and it says the second woe is past. Behold, the third woe is about to come. That'd be the seventh trumpet blowing, which will introduce to us the seven bowls or vials of wrath. So we get here in chapter number 11. Again, Bible scholars call it a parenthetical passage. In verse number 1, we see that John is given a reed from the angel. Now, again, a lot of Bible scholars think that this angel by now that's appearing is Jesus Christ. I do not believe that. I believe this is just, we looked at that last week. Remember, it's another angel. God has a lot of angels and mighty angels, and could perhaps it might even be Michael, because they refer to him as a mighty angel. Could be Michael, because the word Michael means one like God. Again, I don't know. The Bible does not identify him, but could be. I just don't believe this is Jesus Christ here speaking here in this chapter. But anyway, he gives unto John a reed like unto a rod. Now, Bible scholar tells us that this rod is 9 to 10 foot long. I don't know. Somehow they come up with these measurements, and I'm just throwing that out there for you. Obviously, it is a stick. It said measure it. So there's some kind of a rod, perhaps 9 to 10 foot long. And the angel tells him, rise, measure the temple of God in the altar, and measure and them that worship therein. It's interesting. The attention is drawn to this Jewish temple. Why is that so important? Because we find out that at the beginning, and we've gone through the Bible study long enough with us to know this, that by this time the temple has been built there in Jerusalem. Actually, it would literally be the fourth temple that will ever be built. Remember, the first temple was built by Solomon back in the days of David, and David put together all the building materials, but because he was a man of war, God said, you're not going to build the temple, but your son Solomon will build the temple. So Solomon had the high privilege of building that first temple there on the Temple Mount there in Jerusalem. Well, we know about the captivities and all these things that was destroyed with about the Babylonians and the Persians. They came in there and destroyed that and took the children of Israel captive. Then there was a fellow by the name of Zerubbabel. Remember him? Zerubbabel was allowed to build the temple. We just had that brother Ray Deardorff was taking us through the Old Testament. We just studied this past week about Zerubbabel, how he had the privilege of building the temple back. And of course, there was had a note here that I wanted to share. This with the Bible study class Thursday, but I was quiet. I was a good guy, and I let Brother Ray teach. I wanted so bad to share this. Zerubbabel built the temple. Nehemiah builds the city. Remember, he put up the city walls. I mean, that's the first thing that kind of took place, to build the walls. And you remember the story there about Nehemiah and Cyrus letting him come back in there and build the wall. Okay. Well, Zerubbabel was in charge of building the temple. Nehemiah builds the city, and Ezra builds the people. He was the scribe. So it all comes into play with this second temple that Zerubbabel had the privilege of building. And then it was destroyed, and a king by the name of Herod, most of you remember that one, in the days of Christ, he had rebuilt the temple for the third time. And it was there in Jesus' lifetime, where we read about this in the Olivet Discourse, where Jesus is there at the temple and he tells the disciples about this temple. He said, there's going to come a time where there's not going to be a stone standing on this ground, but the temple is going to be destroyed. And the disciples asked them about that, and he goes into the Olivet Discourse. Well, the temple was destroyed in AD 70. You know about that. Titus came and destroyed the temple. So at this present day, matter of fact, there's a group going to Israel this week, I think. Some of our folk are going to Israel, and they'll probably go up on the Temple Mount if they're allowed to go on the Temple Mount. I don't know. It depends on the politics if they're able to go up there. We've been up there. And there on the Temple Mount is the Mosque of Omar. I think that's the name of it, the Mosque of Omar. It's like the third most holy place in the Islamic religion. It's there on the Temple Mount. But just down from that is a place that's actually where the actual temple was built. The Herod's temple and all the other temples was there. And during the tribulation period, we looked at this, and I don't want to belabor the point, but the Antichrist will sign an agreement with Israel, and they will allow them to build a temple.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. And come visit us this Sunday evening at the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church to hear Bob Sellers from the Kingsmen sing. That's this Sunday, 6 p.m., March 20th. You don't want to miss it. We hope to see you there. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.